So this past week, have you had some time to think about heaven? I've had some thinking about it. You know, as we look at heaven out ahead, I think it helps us to be able to measure everything we're going through in this life, and it all looks a little different. No matter what it takes, I want to be able to make it. So what I've been thinking about for these last few days was, if I gave this a title, you know, we've heard about from the cradle to the grave. That covers our life, but I would give this one from the cradle to eternity. From the beginning of my life to where it goes out into eternity, where are some scriptures that would help me? Because what I've got is, I've got a goal. Heaven, making heaven my home, is my goal at the end of it all. So I would like to go back to right at the beginning. I'd like to start there. When God made man, what was his plan for him? In Genesis 2 and 7, and probably there's no scripture that I give today that we've never heard before, and I'm glad for that, because I'm glad that it's a review of what we've already known in the past. But this one says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Something different than all other animals, all other creation. Yes. There was something put inside of man that was different. Something that when we go from cradle to eternity, we'll give it back one day and what we have done with it. So I was looking at what they did with it. A lot of times when we read Genesis 2 and 3, and we focus on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the sin that fell there. But I would like for us for just a little bit to think about what was God's plan for man at that time. He made him a living soul, and he had a plan for his future. Right next to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the tree of life. And there was something about that tree of life. Because, you know, when we read on over when they sinned and God let them know, from dust thou art and back to dust you're going to return. And he said, we're going to have to do something about this garden. So he put a flaming sword at the entrance to the garden for one reason. Should they be able to get back in and eat of that tree that I had planned for them to be able to eat of all alone, should they be able to eat of the tree of life, they will live forever. Yes. So he blocked the entry back to it. Well, you know, instead of that being, we see the negative of that, but it also shows me a little picture of what God's plan was for them. I've made this, you can eat of every tree. That means eat freely of the tree of life. And what happened from that? When they did not, and now you're going to return back to dust again. And from that time to then, death has been what all people, except for just a couple, have had to face. I was looking over in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. It tells us about the aging process. Now, it starts out with the very first verse of the 12th chapter. Remember now thy Creator. In the days of thy youth, it's the very best time for us to get started with it. Because then from that verse forward, it moves on down, letting us know what happens as a person gets older. And then it goes on down to the fifth verse. Here's what's going to happen to all of us one day. Man's going to go to his long home, and the mourners are going to go about the streets. It'll happen to all of us one day. And at that time, I'm going to have to return something back to God. It tells us that over in, right there at the end of that, in the seventh verse of the 12th chapter, I'm going to return something back to God. The dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God that gave it. And what I have done with my soul in that time period, that all this aging process is coming on, years have been spent, from the cradle, now I'm heading over close to the grave. I'm going to soon be returning my spirit back to him. You know, I was reading a verse over in Job, the 32nd chapter. Job 32 and 8. There is a spirit in man.
Yes.
You know what? There is a spirit in every man,
yes.
Every person. But then this one goes on and adds just a little bit more. There's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty can give them understanding. I need that to happen in my life because I have a spirit like everybody else has a spirit. And the Lord would like to be able to guide that. My desire is to be able to go through this life with a carefulness about me. In Psalms 119 and 109 is a reminder to me. My soul is continually in my hands. Every disappointment, every opportunity for bitterness, my soul's continually in my hand. Deciding about this from cradle to eternity, when I breathe my last breath and go out of here. You know, it's good for me to think about heaven. It's good for me also to recognize that, you know what, it's going to take something for me to be able to make it there. I'm going to need God's help. One reason I'm going to need God's help is it says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. I can even look at the way I view things, and it just seems like this is the right attitude to take about it. But it says, every way of a man's right in his own eyes, but the Lord tries the hearts.
Yes.
He is able to be able to know, I've got heaven out here for Dan, but I've got to make some adjustments in his life. Want him to be able to make it. So I need to remember, my soul today and tomorrow is continually in my hands. There's another verse in 2 Corinthians 7 and 11. When we sorrow after a godly sort, there's something that happens from that.
Yes.
It causes a real carefulness to come over me about my life. Because I look at, there's a lot of things that I have a lot of choices about in life. But when I look out at all the people that are alive today, every one of them, when they breathe their last, will spend eternity in one of two places. You know, it seems like we have so many options today of where we live, what kind of car we drive, just so many temporal things. But on this, it's one or the other. And I sure want to go walk with a carefulness in my life. And what I need to be able to do, I want to keep this view of heaven out there. You know, I also need to have a view of, should I make this wrong choice that the devil's bringing to me? There's only one other place, and I sure don't want to go there. You know what? When the devil brings things to us, a root of bitterness can spring up,
yes,
and defile me over time. I have to compare both of them. I've got to be able to have both of them because, you know what, sometimes the devil would like to bring, and it, we are Christians here. He would love to bring attitudes into my life. And I tell you, it can happen just when I start viewing things about our government and who's in authority in our government and those kind of things. I can end up with some thoughts that may not be pleasing to the Lord. My desire is that he be able to come to me. What does it say? My son, don't despise the chastenings of the Lord. If I will be real sensitive to the Lord, he'll be able to show me places, even in things like this, that, you know what, you're coming in an area here that you want to be real careful, that I keep my attitudes right about all things. Because here's what I want. I want a safe transportation of my soul for when I go and return to give it back to God again. I want it to be ready to meet him. So there is some instruction. I saw it over here in Paul gave it to Timothy. In 1 Timothy 6, and it starts even over in the 6th verse, godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And then it goes on down and says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And then it says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And then here's the verse I want to look at. Fight the good fight of faith. And then lay hold on eternal life. And what this verse reminds me of is when Jacob was wrestling with the angel. And the angel said, it's coming on daytime. Daylight here, turn me loose. And he said, I won't turn you loose unless you bless me. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. I want to get a grip of it here, now, that Lord, I'm going to make heaven my home. Whatever it takes, I want to be able to make it. And this was just some of the things that was warning Timothy to watch out for. And there was another on down here in the 17th verse. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And then it tells us they do good, be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. You know, this is keeping life in balance right here. We're living in a time where I can be reaching out to pull as much in for myself as I can. This one is saying, here's something. If you want to, you know, you got this goal of heaven out in your future. You want to be able to make it. Here's what you need to be doing. Do good. Be rich in good works. And you know, on none of those are we out there trying to say, hey, won't you take a look at what I'm doing? But instead, I got heaven out here as a goal. And what does it say? If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And what does it say? Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. I think it's really important for us in this day and time that we be real careful in this area. It's saying, do good, be rich in good works, be ready to distribute, be willing to communicate. Yeah. You know how valuable our time is? It seems like there's not enough of it. But this is talking about being willing to give some of that to other people. Be willing to communicate, be ready to distribute. And then it says in the 19th verse, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. I want to be able to put into my life those things that will help me to be able to lay hold on eternal life, not just on the day that I'm leaving out of here, but living my life to where I'm ready all the time. I was reading a verse over in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, 4 and 7. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And I was thinking about that. This was talking about the gospel that was given to them to be able to share with others. It's a treasure in earthen vessels. But I tell you what, it's also a treasure in our earthen vessel today. It is a treasure for us to be able to have the gospel, the word of God hid away in my heart, that it's able to lead and guide us. It's also, I want to realize that, you know what, my soul is a treasure that has been given to me. I want to realize the value of it because I'm going to turn it back in one day. And in looking at that, there was a little story that came up to me. It's over in Matthew, the 13th chapter, trying to give us a little picture, 13 and 44. The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth. And you know, I've always thought in the past, okay, he hideth and he selleth all he has and buys a field. But there's a little piece in there besides that. He hideth it, and for joy thereof, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. You know what? I want to have joy thereof, that I'm turning loose of everything else to be able to lay hold on eternal life. Whatever I need to do, I want to do it with joy, because I got this picture of what it'll be to be able to make it. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, it tells us that we're going to have our view on things above. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish. Here's what I want to be having happen. The inward man is renewed day by day. That's possible for us. The outward man is going down. And you know, I can tell it in myself. I just had something as simple as replacing a ceiling fan in my room. You know, that's only two steps off the floor. Talk about feeling unsteady when I'm reaching up over my head trying to do it. And I think, wait a minute. I used to climb up on a roof. I used to not be afraid of any of that. And then it says, come on, I told you about it back in Ecclesiastes 12. He's going to be scared of those things that are high. And the aging process that comes to us. You know what we can do? We can let that aging process get us down. I'm no longer who I used to be, and I'm no longer happy anymore either. But it didn't say that's happening with this one. Though our outward man perish, the inward man, every day it gets renewed. It is possible for us to be able to have that, and I'm very thankful for it. This verse was used, I think this morning, maybe in Sunday school. It's over in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, because I believe this is available for us too. Proverbs 4 and Proverbs 4 and 18. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We're talking about from the cradle to eternity. As I move over there closer and closer, the pathway of the just is like a light. As I'm coming closer to it, it's getting brighter and brighter. Pathway of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more to the perfect day. You know, I want to be able to have that in my life. I want to be moving toward the light. I want it to be able to shine on my path more and more. 2 Corinthians, because this one day will happen to all of us. 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. We know. You know, it's good to be able to know some things. There can be things that we're not sure about, we have questions about. But this one says, we can know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, it's eternal in the heavens. We can have that knowledge. And this, in the 4th verse, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality. You know what? That's this life. If we could have just seen the other day when Cheryl's father was buried, that was mortality. And it was swallowed up in life.
Yes.
Eternal life. And it awaits every one of us. The only difference is, we have some more days out ahead of us for the devil to try to trip us up in some way. But it doesn't have to be. It can be that the pathway of the just, it's like a shining light. It just shines more and more. And you know what? The brighter the light. What does it say? There were men that loved darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You know what? We need to welcome the light. Because I got this goal out here of heaven. I want to make heaven my home. And so, Lord, I want you to turn the light up. Check all the little spots. See if there's anything that is not like you. We want to be able to welcome the light into our life.
Yes.
There's a song that I'd like for us to sing together. It's number 198. Because you know what we have? Hope is a wonderful thing. For us to be able to have a hope of eternal life. I'd like for us to sing 198. Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave in the sweet and vernal lands? Do we know if this our tabernacle were to be dissolved? We've a house not made with hands. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. The doubts are passed away. Blessed hope we have within us is anchor to the soul. It is boasted fast and sure. It is founded on the promises, Father's written word, and twill evermore endure. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. The doubts are away. Hope has brought us through the dangers and temptations of the past, and we fear not those to come. By her blessings we'll go forward, our mortal life shall last. Then we'll joyously go home. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All doubts are passed away. Since we've walked the straight and narrow way, path has ever shone brighter, brighter, day by day. Hope within our hearts assures us it's better farther on. It is brighter all the way. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All doubts are passed away. Life will end in joyful singing. Have fought a faithful fight. Then we'll lay our armor down. And our soul will break the cable here, take its happy flight to possess a starry crown. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All doubts are passed away. So when I read the verse, my soul is continually in my hands. You know, I don't need to be fearful about that. I need to welcome the fact that it is in my hands, because I hand it right back over to God again to examine it, to work with it. It's kind of like us looking at the Garden of Eden and focusing on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of all the things that God had for them. I want to be able to look out. It's a bright future for us here with darkness all around us. Because I tell you, when there's dark all around us, sometimes we can feel like my little light is pretty small. But I tell you, it shines pretty bright when it's really dark around. And I believe this is a good time for us to take the challenge on. I want to take it on. You know, this is not a time to be discouraged. This is not a time to say, I don't know if I'll make it or not. The devil would love to bring things to us, to bring questions in our mind. But you know what we can do? We can welcome this thing. Yes, my soul is continually in my hands. And I'm asking God every day, search me, O Lord.
Yes.
Try my heart. Try my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me. And you know what? It may not be wicked today, but He can see 5 years down the road if I follow this continually. My life's going to be twisted because of it. It could be just my feelings about other things that happen in my life. But I want to welcome that the pathway of the just is as a shining light. It can shine brighter and brighter on my path all the way to the perfect day. I'd like to close with one other verse. This is Paul, Philippians 1 and 21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, somehow he got his life in balance to where he recognizes the value of this, and he sees the value of heaven out ahead. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And in the 23rd verse, can you imagine living in this kind of condition? I'm in a strait betwixt two.
Yes.
Having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better. But then, you know what he didn't say? But I'm so disappointed because I'm going to have to stay here some more time. It's not time for me to go yet. Or, you know what, I'm going to be killed here at the end of it all, and I'm so depressed because of it. But he said, I understand that I won't be going. You know what, I think it would be good for us to live in a place to where we say, I love what God has for us here. One day he's going to call for me. And I see that land out there ahead. If this is so beautiful in America, just the temporal things that he has blessed us with, what is heaven going to be like? He said, I tell you, I'm in a strait betwixt two of them. I'd like to see what heaven is all about. You know, I wish Brother Philip could come back for one service. You know, he had heaven on his mind before he went. It was, if you remember, when he would take up prayer requests during that meeting, it's almost like he got a glimpse of it. Because they would sing some songs about heaven, and he would get up and start his prayer request time of saying, like it feels like it's mighty close. You know, I just love to experience what it's like. What will it be to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Toils of the road
will
seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. And the devil would like to take those toils and make them look so big.
Yes.
I've got to compare them with eternity, with heaven in view. Got to make it. And by God's help, we can. That is our prayers.